Unit 8. Drop by drop. Eight A. Exercise 3, page 64.
Making the Sahara green. Again. A major Pan-African project to halt the growth of the Sahara Desert could restore the region to the lush greenland it was 10,000 years ago. A chance discovery. In 1933, a Hungarian explorer called Laszlo Almay was traveling through the Sahara in southwest Egypt when he came across some extraordinary examples of prehistoric art. As with most rock art, they depicted scenes from the people's everyday life. But some of them showed people swimming, and the animals that appeared included the giraffe and the hippopotamus. It was a stark contrast to the desert all around the explorer. A thought occurred to him, one that scientists have since discovered was true. If these pictures were to be believed, the Sahara had not always been an arid desert. Once, and not so long ago, it was green and full of water. Growing ambitions. And if it was green once, it could be again. That was the thinking behind the Great Green Wall, a project to stop the advancing desert by planting a wall of trees 7,775 kilometers long and 15 kilometers wide across Africa from Senegal in the west to Djibouti in the east. Supported by the African Union, the UN, and other international bodies, work began in 2007, with the goal of finishing the project by 2030. So far, an estimated 15% of the Mammoth Project has been completed. Some countries are further on than others. Ethiopia has planted 5.5 billion seedlings on 151,000 hectares of land, compared to Chad's 1.1 million. If they are to meet the deadline, they must speed up, but the results are still impressive. Changing their ways. One problem that must be addressed if the project is to succeed is how to keep the wall in place. After all, much of the area being reforested became desert through the chopping down of trees for fuel and for building, the overgrazing by goats and cattle, and exhaustion of the soil through intensive farming. Unless the local people can change their farming methods, any trees that do grow are likely to be cut down once they reach full growth. So side by side with reforestation, experts are teaching the people in these areas how to grow food sustainably. Mutual benefits. Technology, which has done so much to contribute to the climate crisis, can be turned into a force for good in the desert. It has been shown that if Saharan wind and solar farms are large enough, they can double the amount of rain that falls in their vicinity. With Europe thirsty for energy, there are plans in place for a series of farms across the top of the Sahara, with electricity exported to the continent opposite through cables laid across the bed of the Mediterranean Sea. If this happens, electricity will become a major source of income in North Africa, and could also create a second green wall across the top of the Sahara Desert. Turning back the circle. Experts predict that water scarcity will be the greatest source of conflict in the 21st century. Desertification of previously cultivable land leads to crop failure and famine, driving mass migration of rural populations to cities, across countries and into new countries. The pressure on resources that follows causes conflict, which, if not resolved, can easily spill over into fighting. Desertification is a vicious circle. Once people have used up one piece of land, they move on to another to escape food insecurity, which in turn they overuse and turn into a desert. But regreening the Sahara can bring about a so-called virtuous circle. Once the halting of the desert's expansion has been achieved, the people of Africa can begin to shrink it until the entire region is green once again.